We got Captain Bill Myers from Delta Dawn Charters back with us again today to talk salmon fishing on Lake Michigan. Thanks for your time today, Captain Bill.
Yeah, you're welcome. Fish are starting to heat up.
Well, I heard that the tournament went really well on Saturday. Lots of big fish caught, and the Sunday, obviously, it got blown off. But how's the fishing been since then?
Well, it's starting to stabilize the weather, and so is the water. So we're getting fairly good numbers now. But the only trouble is the fish are a little smaller. Got to weed them out.
So let's talk a little bit about the weather pattern. I mean, we've had some pretty consistent warm weather here for quite a few days now. Is there a thermocline finally setting up?
It's starting to. The water's getting really warm. That's the key now. You got to find the gosh darn cold water.
And where are you finding that transition zone right now?
Oh, right around 80 feet. We've been fishing 120.
So 120 feet of water, 80 feet down is where you're finding most of the fish then?
Yep. Yeah, we're catching them on 300 copper and stuff. That's about 80 feet down.
Are you running anything other than copper right now? You know, any lead core, any slide divers or dipsies?
Oh, yeah, we're running the whole mix there. We got seven color out for lead. They seem to be hanging in there, and 300 lead. 200 and 300 copper's been firing, so early morning you can go higher. As the day gets hotter or brighter, you go a little deeper.
Are you finding that the times when clouds are out, you're doing better than when it's high sun?
No, it seems like to me, I like just a little bit of chop, so that seems to be better for me. But some guys like it flat. I don't seem to do as well. I like the action in the boards.
Well, I've been hearing that, you know, every time there's a little bit of south wind, you know, the walleye fishing picks up. Is it the same for salmon fishing, or does it matter with the wind direction?
I don't think it really matters as long as it stays consistent. Then the fish will hold where it is. It's better with salt wind. It blows all of our water back in and the bait, but I don't seem to care about it.
Are you mostly fishing near the gap, or are you headed further south?
Oh, I'm fishing farther south. A lot of them are fishing the gaps. From Summer Island up in there, so and they're doing rather well up there. They're getting them on wired dipsies with fry flies. Or I haven't heard much of meat rigs. It seems to be not a hot item yet. And the alewives are starting to die off, so the fishing will pick up. There won't be as much feed. So,
well, you know, in our next outdoor report, Captain Bill's going to be sharing those hot spoons colors. Plus, we're going to talk about some walleye he's been picking up on his way back from Fairport on Minneapolis Shoals. Get the details later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.